Yeah, just a little swelling, so nothing to be worried about.
You, I think it was the first time you actually heard the soup chant yesterday.
It was pretty dope. Yeah, I thought they were saying Cruz. I heard that song like my name, but that's pretty cool though.
How much? I mean, getting in there with the ones and getting in there with Eli. How much did that mean to you yesterday? And do you feel sort of pressure to respond when you get that opportunity?
I don't feel pressure because. In the league, I'm a professional receiver, so I believe it's expected. If I'm with the ones, I expect to play like the one. But it felt real good. My mindset, it helped my mindset a lot because, you know, being undrafted and on practice squad last year, being able to get the shot to run with the ones, that's very important to me.
Last year when you were on the practice squad, how often did you dream about taking the first team reps?
Excuse me?
How often did you dream about taking the first team reps?
I dreamt about it every day. But I treated my practice squad reps like they was game reps. So eventually, hopefully one day, I could get one team reps like I did yesterday.
Did you have a sense when you came here and they signed you to the practice squad that it was going to be a journey for you to get to this point? Or did they just kind of say, you know, we'll see what happens? You know, was anything talked about as far as the future goes?
I knew it was going to be a journey just off of my performance in practice, you know, just giving my all every play. But I knew I still had to earn it. It wasn't just going to be given to me. And, you know, after OTAs, you know, I got a good vibe from the coaches. So I just knew I had to come out here working for camp.
Yesterday you got the opportunity on kickoff return. And obviously when you guys are in that mix of receivers, contributing on specials is going to be huge. Did you feel like once they start putting you out there that, you know what, this opportunity has become even more real, that I got to make sure that I show them I can do more than just catch passes?
Most definitely. Kickoff return is what I really like. College, that's what I really did, was kickoff return. So I'm just glad that they are giving me the opportunity to try to kickoff return this year. So hopefully during the game, I get the opportunity to go back there deep.
What about being that up-back guy? You were out there with Q yesterday.
By any means necessary to get on the field, I'm down for it.
What was it like to come out of that game on Sunday, look at the stat sheet, and see yourself as the leading receiver?
I didn't really run to the stat sheet. I'm just glad we got the win. Somebody brought the stat sheet to me, but I mean, I knew I had a good game, but I also knew I had things I had to improve on. So that's what I'm working on in practice.
How important was it also to bounce back up from that injury yesterday?
Oh, it was big. I mean, I couldn't stay down too long. I knew I had, you know, it's a lot of receivers out already, so I know I got to get up and, you know, get back on the field.
What do you see as the things that you do need to improve on?
Everything. Route running, catching, blocking. You know, any receiver can improve on anything every day. So.
You must be aware, though, that the coach is saying good things to the media about you, and whether or not he's seen them in the film room, you must really sense that there's a real opportunity here for you to get a spot on the 53. I mean, how real is that?
I don't even know what to say because, I mean, you dream about opportunities like this, and right now I feel like it's at my feet, and I just got to keep doing what I'm doing, if not better.
How much of a boost do you think you gave yourself with that game in Canton?
I think I gave myself a big boost because I am comfortable with my team, you know, going against them in practice. But what can you do against a live opponent that you have no clue how you're going to play you? So I think I helped myself out a lot. I think we all did who had a good game. So.
Victor said yesterday he pulls for undrafted guys, small guys fighting their way on the roster. Does it help you to have a guy like that who had his path?
It's a great thing to have a guy like that because he knows exactly where we're coming from because he was us before. But it's just like a big ego boost because, I mean, he's a great friend, don't get me wrong, but he's also a great person to look up to. So I respect him a lot.
Does it matter to you? We've talked a lot to Victor and Ruben about the spots within this offense that they feel like fits them best. Is there a spot that you feel like fits you best, or can you play?
Not at all. I think I can play inside, outside. I can play any spot for real. So I'm comfortable with everything. As long as I know it, I can do it.
And have you spent time studying all the spots?
Yeah, yes.
And that's just based on necessity, you think?
Yeah, especially a person like me, I have to know it all because the more you can do, that's what they tell us every day. So Coach Brian told me the more I can do, I get my shots.
Are you aware of how your nickname, like, people gravitate towards that? You know, it's very catchy.
It is, and not everybody's calling me that, even some of the coaches, so it's pretty cool.
Oh, the coaches call you Super, too?
A couple of them.
That's pretty good. They weren't calling you Super on the practice squad.
No, it's calling me Harris.
18.
Who was that? Oh, okay.
Where does it come from?
My friend Jeremy Macklin gave it to me in high school.
Oh, really?
So it just stuck to me. So.
And you know why?
Yeah, I do.
But, you know what I say? Is it because you like Soup?
Yeah.
Have you talked to Macklin at all?
I talk to Mac almost like every 3 days.
Yeah. Pays attention to what's going on with you up here?
Yeah, he is. He texts me all the time, check in on me. It's like my big brother, so it's good to have him behind my back too. So.
Is there a point you got to turn the friendship off?
Oh yeah, definitely.
With an Eagle?
Exactly. Game day when we play the Eagles. It's Battle of 18s.
is that how you ended up with 18?
Nah. 18, my grandpa was born in 1918. He passed away, so he passed away during OTAs. So that kind of, he died on the 13th, and I was 13, and he was born in 1918, so I switched to number 18 because, just basic respect.
And that was right around when you, so there was more meaning to giving up 13
when
Odell came in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're not going to tell us why you're so.
Huh?
You're not going to tell us why you got that name.
Well, in high school, he called me Superstar, and I didn't like that.
Okay.
Like that at all.
So that makes sense.
So now I tell people I like Soup.